me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way.
Anxious world, what's going on, my good people? I thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. Like I always say, I'm your blessed, thankful host, Keith. You know, back here to just give those inspirational stories out to you. Just so you can, if you're out there struggling with any type of mental health disorder, so you can just kind of just, you know, tune in and just get some motivation and get some guidance sometimes. You know, some of these episodes, I know for a fact, has helped people just kind of understand what they're going through. Not necessarily give them a cure, but just give them hope and just be like, you know, I'm going through a similar situation, something similar to what this person is talking about. Maybe I can incorporate some of these skills or that they incorporated in their life to overcome their anxiety, depression, or bipolar, or PTSD, whatever it may be. I know it has helped me several times throughout my 3 years of doing this podcast, which is still weird saying 3 years. Like, I didn't even know if I would make it a whole year doing it, or a whole 2 months doing it, let alone 3 years. So it's something that's near and dear to my heart, and just getting through my obstacles and, you know, just continuing the show has been just one of the many blessings in my life, because I know it's helping people out there, as I know that this episode will too. I have a gentleman by the name of Dustin. I will not say his last name because I will butcher it. And it's probably not that hard, but I'm going to just leave that up to him. But first name is Dustin. And Dustin was, you know, nice enough to come on the show and just talk about his journey, his lifelong journey, you know, dealing with social. First of all, Dustin is a business owner. He co-founded a business, Caffeine Interactive Technology, with his wife. So he's a co-owner of a business. And he opens up talking about dealing with social anxiety. And, you know, being a business owner, sometimes, you know, you got to interact with people. You got to interact with your team. You got to network with people. And, you know, having social anxiety can kind of, you know, kind of make that a little difficult. And he's going to talk about his journey with, you know, dealing with social anxiety at a previous job that he had, you know, trying to lead a team and trying to do a public speech. And I've been there, done that, trying to talk to people, a group of people, and then that anxiety kick in. And it's like it kind of alters your decision making skills and all of that. So he's going to touch on that and then talk a little bit about overcoming adversity, and talk about turning points in his life. Like, one turning point was becoming a husband, and the next was, you know, becoming a father. And that's a turning point in your life. You got to adjust to that. And then overcoming adversity. He was diagnosed with cancer a few years back. And, you know, we all know that that can cause an enormous amount of anxiety, stress, depression, amongst other things. And trying to overcome that while still trying to run your business. And he talks about all of that. And he opens up about having a life's purpose and what are you on this earth for, you know? And I believe we all got a purpose on this earth. You just have to find it. You have to tap into it. I believe mine is to be a voice for the mental health community. I believe mine is to, you know, make content that people can get, you know, some value out of. That's what I believe mine is. He talks about that. And so I just want to thank Dustin for taking the time out of his busy day and, you know, just sharing a little bit about himself and his story and about his company and amongst other things. So thank you, Dustin, a million times over. I really appreciate it. Anxious World, I want you all to stay, you know, blessed and stay safe out there, man. And this time, you know, just stay safe. We live in a crazy world sometimes, but so, you know, stay safe out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Talk to a person if you need anybody, whoever you think you can trust. Talk to them, man, to get that that stress, the anxiety, whatever you're going through off your back and try to start, you know, getting better in life. So without further ado, let's jump into this episode. The name, the title of this episode is Finding Your Life Purpose with Social Anxiety. So once again, thank you, Dustin, for being a voice. Anxious World, I will be back again with another helpful episode. Everybody stay safe. Be blessed. I'll holler at you.
Hi, my name is Dustin DeVries. I'm excited to be a guest here on the podcast. Thank you so much for having me. Start with a quick intro of myself. Again, my name is Dustin DeVries. I run a company called Caffeine Interactive. It's a husband and wife founded company. I run the company with my wife. My background is in software development. Hers is in product strategy, business strategy, requirements gathering, things like that. And we've been doing this since really about 2013 is when we started the company. Before that, I'd spent 10 years working in the semiconductor industry, helping our, basically as all of my customers were internal customers. So I was working within a large company. We had a number of engineers who needed help with different things, whether it was finding ways to automate certain processes as they go through or finding ways to integrate different tools that didn't necessarily talk together. And so that was kind of my big focus when I was there. Decided to branch out from that around 2010, just realizing that I was going to be somewhat, hitting somewhat of a ceiling in terms of what I could do within that industry, at least unless I was willing to go back and maybe work on, you know, some additional education, like work on an MBA or something like that. So decided to go the other route and started doing some freelance consulting work. And then over the 2 or 3 years I was doing that, kind of built the company up to a critical mass. We started taking on employees and kind of transition from a solo entrepreneurship to building a company. As far as details about me, you know, obviously the focus of this podcast is on mental health and disorders, that sort of thing. I'm certainly no stranger to mental health issues, whether it's with myself or other family members, close friends, acquaintances, things like that. Certainly recognize that mental health issues are a very big challenge in today's world. A lot of them go undiagnosed or underdiagnosed, we could say. And then, you know, I think there are certain extreme cases, maybe overdiagnosed, but I think probably more often than not, most everything is underdiagnosed in today's world. And I think we're getting better about it, but it's certainly something that we continue to try to grow in and become better and better at admitting, you know, issues we may have. In my case, the biggest challenge I have is a mild case of social anxiety. It's not a super drastic thing, but it does influence my decisions. I say if you have a disorder that's affecting the way you behave, affecting maybe the things you do, that's probably significant enough to admit that that's a problem. And so I certainly do have a problem with anxiety, and in particular, social anxiety. Being in social situations, things like public speaking, those sort of things really do give me a lot of anxiety at times. And so I've had to try to come up with ways to challenge myself to overcome those things. And so, you know, mentioning things like public speaking, I remember when I was starting out in the semiconductor industry, I really wasn't starting out. I'd been in the industry for a few years and managed to work my way up into management. I had a team of about 10 people. And again, all of our customers in this particular job were internal customers. There are other engineers working for the same company who came to us with needs. And so one of the things as we were going through working out ways we can do a better job interfacing with our customers, understanding their needs, helping them solve their problems, helping us set our priorities, we realized there was a strong need to have like a monthly meeting where we just get in front of our customers and allow them to ask questions, talk about the things we're working on. So it's a combination of both presentation and also giving our customers a chance to voice issues and concerns. And I remember going through this process and I remember thinking, yeah, this would be a really great idea. And I don't really want to do it because I hate public speaking. I hate being in front of people. I hate being the center of the show, running a meeting like this. And here I am managing a team of 10 people. I obviously have to be the one who runs this meeting. How in the hell am I going to make this work? And so, you know, that was one of the times where I really did have to deal with this. And in this case, you know, I think the first thing that I've always tried to do is once I accept the fact that I deal with anxiety, in particular social anxiety, I told myself I'm going to set a code for myself. I'm going to have some rules that I follow in terms of how I deal with that anxiety. So one of my primary rules is I don't want to ever be agoraphobic. And if you're not familiar with the term, agoraphobia means the avoidance of situations. I'm making up my own definition here. You can look it up and get the proper definition. But to me, what it means is avoiding situations because of, some other need, some other concern, maybe some other fear. In my case, a fear of becoming anxious, a fear of embarrassing myself, a fear of something bad going on. And as a result of that, deciding I'm not going to do this certain thing because I'm afraid of what might happen. That would be the definition of being agoraphobic. I told myself I was not going to be agoraphobic. Now, let's be clear here. If someone asked me to go sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, probably not going to do it. That's a big leap. But going and doing a presentation for maybe 20 or 30 of our internal customers once a month. Yeah, that sounded like somewhat of a big ask for someone who doesn't really like public speaking, being in front of a bunch of people. But I accepted the fact, you know what? That's not really a big challenge. That's certainly way different than speaking in front of a room of 1,000 people or 10,000 people, or like I said, singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Although you don't want me singing because it probably wouldn't be very good. But I challenged myself with that. I said I'm not going to be agoraphobic, and I also added a caveat to that. I said, you know what? I'm going to give myself permission from time to time. If I'm having an off day, I just don't feel right. Something's going on. Maybe I've got some issue personally. Yeah, I'm gonna give myself permission at times to be able to check out and say, I'm gonna not be a real social outgoing person today, because of this or that. But I'm also gonna make sure I challenge myself so that I'm going above and beyond on other days where I'd prefer to maybe sit back. And so just it's kind of like I almost think of it as like going to the gym, going and working out. If you don't lift. I'm not much of a weight room guy myself, but if you're into building muscles and stuff, you've got to go and work every day and continue building up that muscle. If you don't use it, then you lose it, right? And it's the same thing here. It's like, well, I know I'm going to be anxious when I'm in social situations, but if I do it more, if I challenge myself more, that's going to get me in a better position to be able to handle it. Again, I'm not trying to become the next Tony Robbins or some mega speaker traveling around the world giving speeches in front of tens of thousands of people. That's not my goal. My goal is, different than that. And I've aligned my goals based on who I am and what I'm comfortable with. But same time, I know running a business, these are things that I need to be able to do. So, that was one of those situations where I went through a challenge related to anxiety and had to learn, how to deal with it. Some of the other things that know like to maybe discuss, on this show, just kind of going through the questions that were asked, things like, mentioned this time where I was maybe facing adversity. There's been other times that we've faced adversity, me myself, as well as me and my wife. You start thinking about, some of the turning points in my life. Certainly getting married was a big turning point for me. Both my wife and I were fortunate enough to be able to adopt two beautiful children that we love greatly. And so certainly the day they came to live with us is one of those days I would say was a very big turning point in my life. Another big turning point for me was going through cancer. That was another thing. Talk about anxiety and dealing with mental health issues. I mean, there's nothing like having these external factors like a cancer diagnosis or a death in the family or something more tragic like that to really stress any those mental health issues. And so that was one that was really big for me, another time where I had to deal with anxiety. And I think for me it's just I've always been more of a spiritual and religious type of person. I know not all listeners are going to be religious and maybe not even spiritual. I think we all at least think about like what is our purpose on this planet, even if you're an atheist and think that there's nothing beyond this life. You still have your ethics and your morals and your values, and you think about where you want to fit in on this planet. And so I think I think I'm the same way. And when I think about who I am and what I'm doing and like going through cancer, and the pivotal time that was, I think I started to kind of develop a mindset that, really what it is for me, because I am tied closely to my spirituality and my beliefs, is trying to follow a higher power purpose in my life. So in my case, believing in a God, like I want to try to follow his purpose in my life. And whether God exists or not, that's not certainly not the purpose of this podcast and not something we want to necessarily go through and litigate here on this podcast. But, you know, for me, the way that translated itself is just trying to think more in terms of being the kind of person that my belief system would want me to be, and trying to make decisions that are based on that belief system. So making decisions that are about the whole and not just about me, not just making selfish decisions, but thinking about others, whether it's my family, whether it's the community around me, whether it's the whole entire planet, whatever it may be, just trying to be a better person. And, you know, more than anything, not necessarily saying, okay, well, you know, I'm sitting here with a blank slate. What can I choose to be my soul life purpose, and just picking something and going and attacking it, but really listening more and trying to look at my context clues and look around me and see where, at least in my case, believing in God, where he's leading me in my life. What is it that I should try to follow? And what is it I should try to pursue? You know, some cases maybe destined to be, you know, a big business owner with a huge business, making tons of money, managing tens of thousands of employees. In other cases, it might just be being a good father and a good husband. And there's a lot of value in all of that, right? I mean, people say it's, you know, what are people going to remember you for? Is that going to be how much money you had, or, you know, how many, you know, touchdowns you threw, you know, on the Super Bowl or whatever? I mean, I guess some of that stuff matters, but really what they're going to remember you for, the people that love and care about you are going to remember you for, is what kind of person you were. Were you the kind of person that could be there for them when they had a need? Were you available to people around you? And so I know I obviously have, you know, some growing to do in that way of being a better person. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of, you know, my life story with anxiety. It's been an up and down road, but I think I've balanced it pretty well. I know others who deal with social anxiety, and I don't mean to trivialize it by any means, because I know, like, what I deal with, you know, maybe mild compared to what other people deal with. There's people who have really serious social anxiety issues. And so, you know, for those who are dealing with it, you know, my advice would be to try to challenge yourself, take baby steps. You don't need to, you know, if you're afraid of heights, you don't go to try to challenge yourself to go skydive of an airplane, right? You might challenge yourself to say, next time I'm, you know, two or three stories up, and there's a balcony, and maybe I'll go stand out on the balcony and, you know, just feel comfortable with it, you know, that sort of thing. And that's kind of what I do with anxiety. I just try to, it's always there, it's always present, I'm always thinking about it, especially when I'm in a social situation. But I try to challenge myself and overcome it that way. Certainly looking to therapists, looking maybe to medications at times. These are other ways, of course, to maybe help manage some of these things. But I think it really starts with us and our mindset. Again, not to trivialize it, because a lot of times, you know, we don't have the power in ourselves to be able to overcome these issues. And a lot of times we're not going to necessarily cure these issues, right? We learn how to manage them. And I think that's what I've tried to do in my life, dealing, you know, my anxiety issues really crept up in my early 20s, going through some personal issues in my life. And that's what kind of, I think it was always there, but didn't, you know, sometimes with some of these issues, and I'm certainly not a medical professional, so take this with a grain of salt, but you know, I've heard that sometimes you can have these underlying issues that don't really express themselves until you're stressed. And in my case, yeah, I went through some stresses that really triggered these things to come out. And then they became part of my life. And, you know, I don't necessarily, I mean, I regret it. I guess if I had a choice, I wouldn't want to have that. But I've certainly learned to try to turn that into something of value, maybe learn from it. And if nothing else, it's given me a little more patience with others, and to understand that, you know, everyone's struggling. Everyone has something that they're dealing with. It could be a mental health issue. It could be a physical health issue. It could be, you know, a relationship issue. It could be a whole variety of different things. We all are dealing with our own demons, and trying to find a way to navigate that is just so important. So I think that's, you know, if there was any kind of takeaway I hope people get from this, it's, you know, learning to manage your situation. Everybody's different. Everyone's unique. But at the same time, finding the communal aspect of it, of knowing that other people are dealing with these same challenges and issues that you are. And learning a way, you know, finding ways to navigate that, finding ways to be yourself, accepting the fact you can't be everything. You know, like I mentioned earlier, singing, you know, in front of an audience or something like that, that's not something that I necessarily aspire to do, and I'm okay with that. You know, if you do aspire to do something like that, and you have anxiety, then, you know, you've got a challenge to try to find a way to overcome that. But you know, in my case, I think I found a good balance in my life, living a healthy life, leaning on the people that I love, also just being open and transparent about who I am. You know, being able to come on a podcast like this and talk about these issues, because there was a time in my life I probably couldn't. You know, there was a time in my life I was really embarrassed and really ashamed. And you know, I'd hear people around me, whether it was at work or you know, personal life, people saying things about someone who has maybe some mental health issues, and maybe poking fun at it, or at least, you know, looking at them in a negative light or whatever. And I've just decided, you know, a lot of these things are outside of our control, and all we can do is learn to navigate it and deal with it and live with it. And that's really what I've tried to do in my life. But yeah, I guess that's about it. I think I kind of hit all the high points that I wanted to. Again, my name is Dustin DeVries. If anyone, you know, is interested in chatting about any of these issues, has any questions, or maybe wants to know how I dealt with this, I'm always happy. Open door policy, as far as I'm concerned, if anyone wants to reach out to me and talk about any of these things. Best way to reach me is through our company website, caffeineinteractive.com. My email address is dustin@caffeineinteractive.com. You can just email me directly there. Happy to chat with anyone who has any needs. But hope this is informative. Hope you got something out of it. And thank you so much for having me on the show.